Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The pandemic has left many people feeling isolated, and some have turned to alcohol and drugs, no secret there. Recreational marijuana sales in Colorado set a record high in May and June. Meanwhile, in Texas, a budding hemp industry is attracting new customers. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
In Bergheim, Texas, just north of San Antonio, there's a skunky smell in the air.
You know, that's a really good description. So skunky is a very typical terpene that is in most of these plants.
Austin Ruppel is president and co-owner of Pure ISO Labs, a company that grows and sells hemp and CBD, or cannabidiol, products.
You're looking at permitted hemp in the state of Texas.
We've got, he stands next to rows and rows of more than 300 plants.
So the cherry bubblegum will have a kind of a sugary, kind of a tart smell to it.
Hemp is a type of cannabis that's rich in CBD, a legal compound that does not get users high. It contains much less THC, the psychoactive component that does get you high, which is still illegal in Texas. Congress legalized hemp federally in 2018, and Texas followed suit last year. Now, this farm and others are preparing for the first ever legal cannabis harvest since the plant was banned statewide nearly a century ago.
Hello!
Hey, how's it going?
The little shop next to the farm is full of CBD products. Co-owner Jennifer Ruppel shows me the product line.
We have topicals, beverage additives, which are going to be...
Ruppel says demand for these products has crept up since the COVID-19 pandemic began. But why? She chooses her words carefully.
So you get just an enhanced benefit, let's say, from it. So that's kind of the difference there.
She's cautious because the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has only recognized CBD for certain uses, like treatment of epilepsy. But when Ruppel says enhanced benefit, well, what are the benefits? Can CBD, as many claim, actually help with anxiety?
Yeah, so it's definitely still up in the air. And I think it's, you know, obviously people are theorizing that CBD might be helpful for anxiety, but there's not really any good data yet, any high-quality data.
Kent Hutchison is a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Colorado Boulder. He and his colleagues are working on a long-term observational study on how CBD and THC affect anxiety. But an observational study won't generate as high-quality data as a clinical trial would.
If we were to do an actual clinical trial, it becomes much, much more difficult given the regulatory hurdles that we have to deal with.
Regulatory hurdles pop up because cannabis is still a Schedule I drug at the federal level, the most regulated category for high-risk drugs with no medical use.
So we have a very Janus-faced relationship with CBD and with cannabis in general when it comes to mental health issues and what the therapeutic possibilities could be and what the cultural baggage still is around this.
Martin A. Lee is the author of Smoke Signals, A Social History of Marijuana, and he's the founder of Project CBD, a nonprofit that promotes cannabis science and therapeutics.
For centuries, humankind has had a connection with the plant, but because of marijuana prohibition, we lost that connection, and we're in the process of relearning that today.
In Texas, the process of relearning is happening slowly. This first crop of hemp will be smaller than many expected, and in late July, growers received more bad news when the state announced a ban on smokable hemp. So while the pandemic may have increased demand for CBD products, it's unclear if hemp farmers in Texas will be able to meet it. For Here and Now, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh.